Pastor Greenleaf. Pastor Greenleaf.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Greenleaf.
Do you know people call me that on the street now?
They do.
That's hilarious. How y'all doing today?
How are you?
Meryl Dandridge. You are not Pastor Greenleaf. When you know how we are. When you do something really, really well, you have to claim it for us. I mean, because we claim it.
I know.
We're so shallow.
It's so funny, though. My family is from Memphis, and they're all in the church. So they're we already knew this. We already, Missionary Dandridge, you ready to come to the church, you know?
and pay your tithes. Yes,
right, exactly.
Yes. Your family is actually from Memphis?
Yeah, the Dandridges are a big family.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at your bio here. You were born in Okinawa, Japan?
That's right. My dad was in the military.
To a mother of Korean and Japanese descent and an African-American father serving in the U.S. Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So were you a military kid traveling around the world?
Yeah. My dad. Did you ever see the movie The Hurt Locker?
Yes.
My dad was on the EOD squad like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's intense.
What's The Hurt Locker? What's the EOD squad? Yeah,
it was a movie that won several Oscars a few years ago, and it's just one of those things that the military does. So that's what my dad was in.
What exactly did your dad do?
Explosive devices.
Oh, wow.
EOD squad, explosive ordnance disposable. Oh. But that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
No, we're talking about the DVD.
It's out today.
Comes out today for Greenleaf.
Right, exactly.
So
pumped about it.
And everybody is pumped for season two because season one was just so, well, to use a term again, explosive. What an incredible season you had.
Yeah, I still pinch myself that really happened and that we get to do it again. I feel like I won the lottery. I got the biggest blessing in my life. It's amazing.
Okay, so you got extras on the DVD for Greenleaf?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have some bloopers. We have some interviews where Miss Oprah, she sat us down and talked to us about our journey, you know, getting to this place. And, you know, that's kind of a trip when you see yourself. It's one thing to
extended
act
scenes from you and your ex-boyfriend.
Did you say extended scenes?
Extended scenes.
What kind of extended scenes?
I call him Ronald Benet.
Yeah.
Because he looked like Eric to me.
He did look like Eric Benet.
That's funny. I think people call him fake Eric Benet sometimes.
Wow. Wow. Boy, don't you want to hear that behind your... Yeah. Are there any scenes of perhaps you singing at Mavis's place?
In
the extras.
Oh, that's funny. You know, I always sing before we do a take just to kind of loosen up. Mm-hmm. Keith David, the guy who plays Bishop, my dad, he and I are both singers, and it's kind of like our, you know, loosen up, get into it kind of thing. So you might catch some me singing here and there just in the...
Because you're Meryl, tell us, a performer.
Tell us, mm-hmm. tell us the story about when you got the phone call from Oprah.
Oh, honey. So I was working on Rosewood the day that I was in between takes, and I was sitting there with a bunch of these amazing actors, and I got an email. I just happened to scroll through just to check in between setups, and it was a very simple one from my agent saying, Oprah would like to meet you today at 6 p.m. I was like, what? Is this a joke? I mean, you know, you don't get emails like that all the time. So, you know, sure enough, I got off work. I drove over to her office, and, you know, there she was. And we had an amazing time talking about the themes of the show. And it really was probably one of those life moments where you realize, to coin a phrase from Hamilton, this is the room where it happens. Mm. This is where, you know, the decisions get made. Sausage gets made. And the next day, she called me at home, and I was like, and she says, Merle, yes, this is Oprah. Winfrey.
Well, you're a true professional if you stayed at work the day you got that email.
I know, right? I'm like, bye, everybody.
Holla.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we have to look forward to next season? Can you tell us if you've been in the writer's room? Have you talked to anybody about what's going to happen for you
guys?
Man,
I can tell you, though, these writers have got their fingers on the pulse. If you think it was juicy and interesting to watch last year, mm-hmm. I mean, I am going through these scripts like, what?
Oh, no.
I get to watch? I mean, it's pretty wonderful. And I think that all those things that we opened up last year, we flip them on their head and we really just kind of shake them around and let them have it.
All and right. I got to tell you, I love the relationship with the young woman that plays your daughter. I think
my
that's
Desiree. Really, she's
yeah.
my sweetheart. You know, I'll go shopping at the mall and people think we're mother and daughter.
Oh.
Do you do any guest speaking on the road?
Guest speaking? Here and there. For organizations that I know.
I mean, like at churches, can we hire you to do a fake sermon at a church somewhere?
Oh, my goodness. You really want me in your pulpit? I don't know.
I do. I'd pay my tithes then.
Hey, you know, but my family, they're always saying, don't ever show up anywhere without a word.
All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Merle Dandridge, the DVD is out now, Greenleaf.
Yes, come watch it.
All right, Gigi.